Another lesson. In my head's in the world. If I make the wrong decision, it's not the end of the world. I will read my declaration. If it's this book made to be, with this mistake, there's a new lesson. I can be
anything
grown man trapped inside of a young brain. Stands tall when you know the ball. That's why I'm able to smart guy.
Good morning. Welcome to Just In Time. On today's episode of Just In Time, I got a special scholar, a smart guy in the studio. This young man is a STEM phenom, and his future is bright. And I just want him to introduce himself. So let's just introduce yourself, young man.
Hello, I'm John Turntime III.
Okay, so John Turntime III, why don't you let the audience know why we're here this morning and what we're going to be talking about?
Well, because the other day on Monday, I had went to a regional science fair, and we're explaining how that went down and the different peaks and the different how I got there and why I was there.
Okay, so let's, like the young man said, we go just dive into, I'm proud of number one for his opportunity that he had this past Monday. He was picked one of 400 students to present his science fair project that was a continuation project from 2 years ago. And let's talk about the first year. So what made you come about? Let me just let the audience know. Number one, John created a solar panel charger. And in the first year, he created and it charged up, what, one phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just let's talk about like how you got to that, how you got to wanting to invent that.
Well, because first I'm very fascinated about different alternate energy sources, and like one is like solar energy. I'm very fascinated by that, and that's why I had this idea, because like eventually we're going to run out of fossil fuels and we need an alternative.
Why do you say we're going to run out of fossil fuel? What makes you say that? I mean, because, as a sixth grader, what makes you say that?
Because most of the population burns more fossil fuels every day, like including most of the main ones that we use is oil, coal, and natural gas.
Okay. So STEM is a big part of what you do. And for y'all don't know what STEM means, it means what?
Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Mathematics. You gotta say mathematics. I just can't say math because everybody. So let's just dive into it. And let me tell the audience and tell me, you know, how you came about your project. What made you start thinking about it? And then, you know, how did it just from step one to step to the end result of year one?
Well, year one, it was a struggle and like it was the main thing was to get the stand, get my solar panel stand working efficiently and getting all the resources and getting all the information on my board.
Okay. So how did you go about getting all the information on your board?
I researched stuff. I did certain things. Certain things like going online, looking at a different thing, talking to people, and stuff like that.
Okay. When you said talking to people, who are those people you were talking to?
My mom, my dad, some of coworkers she knows, and my parents know. Some people I know at school.
Okay. So last year, like I said, 2 years ago when you first started this project, you know, you say you built the stand. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what was your stand built? What type of wood was your stand built out of?
So I don't know the exact wood material, but I know that I use wood. I don't know the exact material, but I use wood and I put... It was the stand was positioned. It had a base, it had a pole, and they had like a top part. So the solar panel went on the top. If you could just imagine this, solar panel went on top, and then the circuit ran through the box, and through the pole coming out to charge it.
Okay, okay. And so what else was type, what else raw material did you use?
I used so one is wood, another one I use a lot of, I don't know if this is, I use a lot of like wires, stuff. So it was like a lot of conversion energy. I converted a lot of energy to, from solar energy to electric energy to charge the phone.
Okay, okay. And what else? Was it difficult? I mean, trying to figure it out?
It's harder than it seems because the main thing is like, so I started with Gorilla Glue.
Uh-huh.
And Gorilla Glue is supposed to be a strong type of glue where that holds wood together. But I guess because of the weight of this, it didn't necessarily stay together. I kept letting it dry and it kept falling apart. So that was very frustrating. But then I found out like the Gorilla Glue really didn't work on heavy wood and the type of wood material I had.
Uh-huh.
And so I got some help and I got some screws and nails and then screwed it in, screwed everything together.
Okay. Okay. And what else? What else? As far as the wires, you know, you got a positive and negative, how you go about inputting that into your project.
So the wiring system is not, it wasn't very hard because I had already knew what to do because our teacher, my science teacher, was already teaching us about wiring stuff and different type of circuits. So
what type of circuits are they?
So it was two, we had learned two different, a series circuit and a parallel circuit. So the type of circuit I used was a parallel circle, and it was easy because the two negative and positive wires were connected to each other, and they just ran through two different wires, coming into one wire, plugging it up to the charger part.
Okay, So you felt comfortable 2 years ago, right, mm-hmm. when you made this project? So did you even place at school?
No, I didn't place at school because there was no, but for our fifth graders, there was place, but the fifth graders didn't go to regionals.
Okay, okay. So now that you're talking about regionals, mm-hmm. Talk about year two. So what happened year two?
So this year I... So I didn't want to give up on my project, so I kept going for it, even though I didn't win. But with the difference with this year, I changed some of the information, and I changed the circuit. So instead of a normal one, basic Android or Samsung charger, uh-huh. I use there now. It is available to all chargers, iPhone, Android. Available to all phones.
So what type of battery did you change it to?
I didn't need to change it because it wasn't a rechargeable battery. So the reason it wasn't a rechargeable battery because I knew if it was a rechargeable battery, there's like a limit for where to go. With a non-rechargeable battery, there is a chance it could explode,
mm-hmm.
but not like not if you don't give it too much power or. Yeah, it's already charged. So this was a dead battery, and this was dead battery. So it wasn't rechargeable. So that put it a little risk, but not a risk that a life or death situation.
Okay, okay. So let's talk about. So I noticed you said earlier before we came on the air that you had to rebuild the stand. So what was the difference between rebuilding the stand from year one to year two?
So with year one, there was just a base, but the base was kind of uneven. It had like a piece missing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a base, a pole put from the base to the actual box where with the nails. Circuit was. Yes.
Okay.
So then that part, so the base disconnected from the pole, and those two parts were kind of just dangling.
Okay.
So then I had some work at this school in Everman ISD from people at Everman High School.
Okay.
I had some help from a couple of students. that they helped me they gave me a new base, gave me these two poles to hold up the pole in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and gave me these two poles in these two blocks of wood to balance it out with like the weight.
It looked like it worked.
Yeah, it looked pretty professional. It was efficient and nothing fell down. It was pretty good.
Okay.
It was good.
Shout out to them Bulldogs for helping this young scholar, this young smart guy do his project. So what happened this year? Let's talk about this year.
So this year I went turned in my science project. The difference with this year, I had got first overall in sixth grade. So sixth graders could go to regionals, but there was a certain amount of kids. So I got first place. And then second in this category.
Okay.
Second category. I had.
Okay, so you advanced to regional.
Yeah, first.
And so advancing to regional? What did that require you to do?
So it required there were certain online sites you had to go on, sign up. It was very professional, official. Like you couldn't leave out any details. You had to put everything into this website, all your information that was on your science fair project.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really stage one.
Okay.
That was stage one. The second stage was typing everything on your board, getting it all. So stage one was really information about you, your school, and what you did. Stage two is typing in all the information on your board and getting different type of pictures on there, abstracts, conclusion, ideas, all that. And then step three is actually, we'll get into step three, because step three was on one of the regional days.
Okay.
But that's the ones, one and two were very like, they were the one that caused problems, but like we needed to get those done.
Yeah, because we had to have people approval.
Yeah, we need to have approval and from like different
agencies and school officials and the science fair people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what else?
That was really it for step one and two.
What about step three?
So step three was really when you have to go there, and that was this Sunday when you had to go.
Sunday. Yeah, so what happened on this past Sunday?
So this past Sunday, my dad took me. It was at UTA, and we went to UTA. We had to sign these papers, and then we had to go to find where my place was at the science fair.
That wasn't easy.
Yeah. So, and then we had to get this approval from
the judges.
From these certain, yeah. And then we could leave.
So did you enjoy that day?
Yes.
Was you nervous?
Nervous, yes. But at the end of the day, I was like, I kind of calmed down because I knew win or lose, it's still as big that I actually got to go to regionals.
Yes, it was.
Because only six people, six people only went from my school, and only 20 people went from our district.
Oh, wow. Okay, so when you got to Monday, the big day.
So Monday was actually the big day. And Monday, it wasn't very stressful in the morning. So mm-hmm. Monday, I got dropped off to my mom's house. My mom took me to there. So we went there. We found my board. So I had to present certain in front of the judges. The judges had already looked at my board. That's only half of it.
Mm-hmm.
The next part is if you are able to present.
Okay.
So I had to present in front of four individuals from different companies and different officials.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I had to present in front of two groups. And these two groups was Lockheed Martin and this IEEE company.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how did you do?
I think I know that I did good. And I really talked fluently, connected with them, like told them everything about my board and all the information, I gave them the purpose. And like one of the questions, and I think that it was they one of the questions, for example, asked me, what if a business were to buy this? What would be your next step? I felt like that was very like that was a serious question. I answered that strongly and
give me a little bit of what you said.
So I said, if a business was to buy this, what would I change and how would I go through it?
Mm-hmm.
Go to it. So I said I would try and kind of change some wood materials into metal materials to be stronger, stand stronger up. And I would put, and I said, if this was a USA wide company, I would place these all around the US. So just like if you're on a hike or a jog or working out outside, or maybe like indoors, like maybe like right before you get into the gym, you need your phone to charge. You can just plug your phone up, wait a couple minutes, maybe 30 minutes, 20 minutes.
So it's solar panel, so it's running off the sun.
Yes. That's and the thing, with the type of solar panel I had was kind of a fast acting one. So it would heat up faster, especially of the color.
Okay.
Because the color was black and black gets the hottest. So it would heat up faster and it would charge faster.
Okay. What else?
So when he asked me that, I said wood materials, and I'll say, well, I would discuss with them what type of partnership it would be, and I think I answered that question pretty well.
Okay, so out of 400 kids, and you being one that was picked, and how was your experience?
My experience was good. My experience was pretty good. It was good. So it was just the chance that I got to go there. Actually, that was all a reward to me, because like as you said, only I was one of 400. I think I think it was 500 kids that I had a chance, and to know that these kids are like from different academies, other like leadership groups. Like I heard this one school was like Harmony Innovation of Mathematics and Science, Academy of Science and Engineering and Leadership Program of Women in Science.
So that content, that's something that they do year round.
Yes, like that's something that there's like. They got to work on that. Like that's like a project they had to do at school. With ours, we had to do it at home. And to know that we're a public school, public district, to know that these
projects. And they probably had way, way more resources.
Yeah, they had got this in the beginning of the year. We had just got this about like November.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So to know that they've got this way before me, and to know that I got it done in this certain amount of time is like I'm proud of myself that I got to do this. When I see these kids, they were very all of us was intelligent. No, I don't want to say no one was smarter than somebody, because we all got to go there.
I agree. So with at the closing and you know, of course, coming away with the experience, but we're not going to state. How did you feel after that?
After that, I was pretty. I had like a lot of my family members had talked to me. A lot of people I knew, a lot of people my family knew, had already talked to me about win or lose. They're proud of me. They're proud of me. I am still a winner, because it's just the whole experience to actually go there for like, and all this was mainly for free. All in like they paid for our lunch. Planetarium stuff. They paid for all of it. It was, and we got to go on campus, look around. It was all just a great experience. So, still not going to state was like not disappointing. It took me some time to just realize and understand I didn't go to state. But there's always next year. And saying always next year is. This, we had a speaker that came talk to us. It was this one kid, high school kid, and I think he was a junior or senior in high school. And he told us that he has been doing this for 7 years. In his first 4 years, he didn't win nothing. He didn't win nothing. He went every year, didn't win nothing. So he said his seven. He said his. I don't want to say. He said his ninth grade year, he was thinking about quitting. But he said if he quit, he would never know if he would have won or not. So he kept going, and then judges started seeing that they seen him every year.
Okay.
And now this kid has a full ride scholarship to UTA.
So I can say that you're going to continue in this pathway.
Yes.
And based on your experience, man, once again, I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. So if you had to go out and speak to kids about STEM, like how would you get your message across? If right now, if we was in a room full of 200 to 500 kids who had an interest, how would you sell STEM to them?
So kids that are younger than me or older. So
all age, of them.
So all it age. So matter. I would be as a, I would say as a kid, and I'll like try to interact with, I was like, as us kids, we can start young. Cause we have resources. Some schools may have better resources than us, but we get the resources.
Mm-hmm.
That part is just, it's not, we can't control that part, mm-hmm. the type of resources we get. We have to just deal with the resources we have, trust in the resources we have. Some resources may be smaller than other resources, but we have them. And I think that the thing is, some good teachers, they try to make sure we have those resources. And this involves also the parents. They can give you resources. Like my mom, my dad, multiple people in my life, they can give you resources. So if I was speaking to them, I would tell you trust in your resources, because you're going to need them.
Okay, so STEM is important. You know, you said we're going to have different inventions. So what is one thing that you notice that, you know, someone like you can start focus on that maybe in here in the next 10 or 12 year can help us that you feel like? What is one thing?
So the other day I was talking, so one like a project or something.
Yeah.
So if he's at 10 and 12 years. So the other day I was thinking about a project, but this project is going to take some time. So it was a particle accelerator. Saying this, a particle accelerator, it decomposes the cells in a human or an animal. So it doesn't. So like saying decompose, it decomposes and then recommission, like come back together. So it breaks apart. It breaks apart cells, but then come back together as something new or something stronger. Saying this is like breaking the apple part to atom the atom, and then putting it back together as something new, maybe like a square apple, something like this. And this will take time. This will take school. I don't have to learn how to do this, but this was just ideas. I have lots of ideas, and you want to start young, because when you get older, you have to know what you have to do young, because as you get older, you're going to think like you just can't start going thinking now, because like you really like most things will be like kind of fooled up, and like new things will come.
New inventions.
And you won't know what to do. So the one thing I'll say, you start young.
Okay. So you heard from the scholar himself, the smart guy. He said in order to understand STEM, you got to start early. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. Man, I want to thank you once again for coming and speaking with Justin Time this morning. I hope you have a great day at school. Thank you again. If you could give one advice to someone who may be in the fifth grade and they may have went through the same experience with you, what would it be? Never give up.
We never give up. and there's and never give up, and you know you did your best, and that's all that matters.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, listeners, I'm telling you, we got some great, great scholars out there. We just got to continue to pour into them. You just heard this young man give his experience as far as year one and year two, as far as his science project. He's in love with STEM. I'm glad he's in love with STEM. Hope y'all have a great Thursday morning. Thank you for listening to Just In Time. Until I come back, be blessed.